top of his game, then getting down to second place tonight before.
It's time.
Tomorrow and
time for the Saturday run.
The new home of Triple M. Download now for Listen Live.
That's right.
Lighten up. Take your tie off.
Hard Yakka. For a new breed of legends.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
No, I'm interested in this one. There are some Saturday rubs that are a bit humdrum, and then there are ones that really get my attention.
Yep.
Fat's been in here on his own.
Yes.
And when he's got a piece of paper in front of him and he wants time with Hose,
yeah,
that interests me enormously because he's got no game. He had no game back in the day, and he's got no game now.
Stifler's mum.
No, Stifler's mum is a great example.
Number 201.
Stifler's mum had her eyes for some reason on Butterbean, and he just went to pieces. So we're going to get to that shortly. Damo, yes. News everywhere. Oh, good to see you.
Good going on, Jim. Yes, on a few fronts.
Yes, Bernard over from Adelaide, yes. And we need to talk to him about a camp that will not go away.
It won't.
But it's a big day for the Darcy family.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. The eldest makes his debut today. Third generation, if you don't mind.
It's
an unbelievable story. Mm-hmm. Dave Darcy, and then the big Duke, Luke. And now Sammy today. And welcome to you, Duke. I didn't expect to see you, to be honest.
Thank you, JB. And I was asked to fill in for Wayne Carey.
Yeah.
So my preparation has been immense for today. And he's passed
have
me
you got
a few
penny?
Notes.
Because he doesn't bring a penny. Have you got a penny?
I'm playing the duck roll. I've come with not even a note, not a bit, of paper. But an exciting day. It's special to see the young fella play his first game this afternoon.
Tell us about this morning. How was the preparation for the young bloke?
What's he have for breakfast?
He's having a bit of scrambled eggs when I left. Pretty chilled sort of.
You've said that.
Customer, yeah. He doesn't tend to get too fazed by a lot, but his mum was a bit edgy when I left.
Yeah.
She was prancing around, and a lot of logistics with tickets and that, Bern. Yeah. I've been calling in all sorts of favours, and a lot of his reptile mates are going to be there.
Yeah,
so I've been trying to sort of take that
spread them out
away and just say, come on, boys, just don't start too early.
Yeah.
So, no, it'll be a fun day.
Product of the Scotch College system, and there's some reptile stylings everywhere.
They're looser than you would imagine some
extraordinarily
of those. There's a couple
loose
to watch there today if you see the camera pan down to a group.
Now, Darcy's going to be a bit awkward for Jim when I'm about to play.
What?
Because he didn't know you were on today, and he and I had our usual chat at 11 o'clock on the way in before we get to the studios, and he was made aware that you were on. And he's going to be awkward because of what he said about you and Sam last Monday when we were in the rush
hour.
What
are you talking about?
No, we discussed the fact that Sam was about to make his debut, Jim, and we embraced that story. We went with it early.
Yes.
But you then lowered yourself and said this.
Jim.
Well, my understanding is he's already a lot better than his father and already a much better bloke. I didn't say that.
That sounds like you, Jim.
I actually never said that.
He's a good sniper, JB. He's one of the great double agents, JB. He gives you a call, but then you know behind your back he's just jammed a couple into the ribcage.
But what I have got is some good intel, Bernard, at the Western Bulldogs. I've got a couple of eyeballs. And my understanding is that the old man's made this whole week about himself.
Yeah.
Extraordinary. I would have thought with his own playing DNA,
Jim,
he would have said, you know what, I'm hands off.
Yeah.
I'm letting the
other
man have his moment.
It's been good for my brand as well.
Yes.
Put
you back on the map, Darcy.
I've had a bit of an increase.
Yes.
A few extra gigs are coming my way, Bernie. So you just, finally that kid's paying off after all the hard work, and he's been a pain in the ass up until now. So
sign jumpers.
So that's right, Bill.
Take them to your 40s.
They
really well at them.
He's wearing number 10. Tell us where that's come from.
Yeah, not sure. I'm not sure what the background to that is. He tends to tread his own path, that young fellow.
What did the old man wear?
He was 15, Bill.
15?
You were 14?
I was 14. Scotty Wine was 15 when I arrived, so I was a bit more sentimental. I probably would have taken number 15. Not going to prize that out of the reigning Brownlow medalist that year that
and
I arrived.
Who's 14 now? I should know at the Dogs.
Riley West.
Riley West.
Not going to get that out of his hands.
Going well, so all right, number 10.
So 10. That was Easton Wood,
Easton Wood was number 10.
Yeah, so. It was too.
Mm.
All right. Well, good luck.
Good luck.
We'll be all
the
cheering.
Family,
gee, you'll be Beck will be nervous. You'll be. What are you like as a watcher?
Well, I haven't had a lot of experience, Bill, because of lockdown into the VFL. I haven't seen him play this year live. I think you'll be a bit nervous. How were you with Oscar?
Because you just watched them, and we've spoken about this.
Bill was horrendous.
Why?
No, you were.
Well, he was only in the VFL, but it doesn't matter where they play.
No.
You only watch your kid. mate, something could happen down the end.
Like, you don't see it.
You don't see it at all. So you only watch
just don't do what Bill did. Like, I think Sam will go beautifully, but there was one game where Osk wasn't quite getting the job done. And Bill just walked. This is a 198 gamer, played in four losing grand finals. He walks in to the rooms.
Half time.
Straight up, half time, straight up to Osk and said, "You've just got to get better."
You're not that, Bill. No, that's all I said.
So it was in-depth conversation.
Just got to get better.
That would have been helpful for him, Bill.
I said, mate.
Insightful.
Well,
for him.
He got what I was trying to tell him. He understood it, and guess what? He got better. Just got to get better, mate.
Did he? We discussed this a few weeks ago on the Saturday Rub about how Bill had been shoehorned into a Southern Cross Austereo big cell function about the podcasting network in Sydney. All the big celebrities were going to be there. And we're worried about Bill because, Dust, no one knows him in Sydney. Nah. And that rattles him because he needs to be known. And he's just got he just goes to the well with all the same material. So anyway, Jim, we saw during the week this function was held. And we have...
High end.
And we did have a spotter in the room so we could confirm that Bill actually was there.
Yep.
But the problem is, Boone, since the SCA, Southern Cross Austereo, has published photos of the event, like 100 photos, and also published a 3-page dossier of what actually happened, what the guests said, and what was spoken about.
He didn't go
No photo of fat.
No.
And no reference to fat.
Not a mention.
There are close to 20 photos. And they're like, people brought together, but then photos of the stage as people were talking. Fat doesn't appear once.
See, I can understand if you put him, Hamish and Andy up the front, and you've got the back.
Jessica Rowe.
Jude Bolton.
No problems there. But you would have at least crowbarred Bill.
Tom Tilly. Somewhere.
Somewhere. No. What happened, Bill?
I'm not all over this podcast stuff, okay, which I put my hand up. So I don't know how I got selected to go up, to be honest. But I also know my spot.
Which is not there.
Which is third, fourth banana, right? So I name a spot, unlike you, and you. Yes, because you're all very happy with yourselves, to be honest. And I've nearly had enough of this.
Before you write your rubbish down, there are all these photos published online from the function.
I haven't seen any of them.
You're not in one of them.
Jim, how many photos?
Oh, there'd be 15.
15 photos. I haven't seen any of them.
SCA.
How do you go online? But actually, I'm going to go. Good. I'm going to have a go here because, Damo, talking about getting ahead of yourself, which I don't, but you do.
Well, you can't afford to.
We heard during the week.
Brendan Favola read about it.
That you've got a manager.
He's got two managers.
Hang on. Just but, yes or no. We're not going to go too deep in it.
I've got one who does a little bit.
So you've got a manager.
Yeah. And what about the other one?
I've only got one.
Why do you need it, Damien? This is a serious question.
I'm busy, Bill.
Why do you need a manager? Why?
Well, I have asked myself that question before, actually.
Yeah. What do you think about it?
Damien.
I ask myself regularly.
You're a journo.
Yeah.
And you do a podcast.
I'm in demand, Bill.
No, you're not. You did that talk out at the school and it was shit. They've never asked you back. No one wants you anymore. So you've got a manager. Bernie, you think you're king of Adelaide. Fernicum.
What?
And you're not. You're trying to insert yourself in this Adelaide camp story. You weren't even in Adelaide. You're over here in Melbourne. You weren't even in Adelaide. You weren't near the camp. Stop inserting yourself in that.
Inserting.
You weren't there.
Okay.
Das, welcome.
Thank you, Bill.
But again, as we spoke about, it's not about you. It's about young Sam today.
Thank you, mate.
All I've heard about, he's playing and what about me? I'm there. I'm the dad. All that crap. So don't get yourself out of that. Do you ever see me insert myself in Oscar? Yeah. Duck.
Well, Duck's not here.
Lucky he's not here.
Really?
I would tell him he's a flog to his face.
Oh, would you? Yeah, of course you would.
He's boring, never brings anything to the table. He's not funny. He doesn't listen, Bill.
He's a good listener.
And he jumps in and wrecks your jokes. When you're about to get to the punchline, he comes in with this unfunny crap. So if he was here, I'd tell him face to face. And naturally arrogant, entitled Jim.
Again,
in, inserts himself in the Brayshaw story last week, Uncle James and all that crap. I've had enough of that. At least
you went
you're
with
here.
That last week.
At least you're here.
You went with that.
You're not
last
in
week.
Perth. You're not in Adelaide. You're just gallivanting. You're never here. You're supposed to be a good leader, and you're not here, so you can get
is
stuff.
Is that the
done.
Best you got?
To no, no. Just that one day.
Is that all the bits of paper, or is there more? There has to
stop
be more.
Inserting yourself.
Hey, to be fair, you're
is that what you're writing before?
Stop inserting yourselves when you're not. It's not about you, Damo.
I'm just getting feedback from the function in Sydney. There were two levels of presentation.
Was it?
There were the big dogs were on the first, the top level. This is from someone's in the room. Fat was on the bottom level.
No, there's the reason there were no photos.
Oh. So you're at the secondary function, Bill.
Uh-oh. Duck.
I would love to see him do that.
You. You're built.
To be fair, your jokes don't have punchlines. So
they do. Yeah, that's true. And you're about to get them. You build it up. That's what the joke's all about.
And then he brings.
And then he comes in and goes, oh, me and Rocky did this.
Because he talks about content and craft, doesn't he? And then what I discovered during the week, Bernie, he jumped on the Final Bell podcast with the Geelong Footy Club, which Cameron Ling and Domsey Lonigan host.
Yes.
And it was 47 minutes. I won't get back, but listening back to it. But
I wasn't.
I want to get to a couple of topics in a moment. But what we learnt, Jim, this will be of news to you, given you work with this man 2 hours every day. And what's the one thing you think you need to do when you're on radio every day
with Bill?
Yeah,
speak because he can't.
Well, I'm glad you answered that way because listen to his answer as to how and why he, of all the Geelong options, ended up in media.
There was no one else from Geelong at that time that could really talk. Couldn't talk. Peter couldn't talk. Gazza wouldn't talk. So I got the gig.
Jim! Couldn't talk. Bazza can't talk.
No.
Mate, those bloke, they couldn't talk. Couchy couldn't talk.
So you
they got me.
And you've already referenced how you've got to know your role and play your role, know your role. Yeah. That got to run around too in this interview, Jim.
Take note.
You know, I know I'm not going to host a show or because it's bloody hard hosting a show. There's only really good blokes that can host. You know, James Brayshaw's a good host because he gets the best. He realises he gets the best out of all the other blokes or, you know, Anthony Hudson or whoever the good hosts are. They're very good at what they do. But you got to know your spot. I know I'm second or third banana, you know, and I'm happy to play that role.
Is this a masterclass from Bill,
isn't it? Well, how's he getting himself to second banana? You're third at
third
best.
Or fourth, you're right.
You didn't back a media masterclass with Bill.
You should
didn't
listen back to over this, any old stories. You didn't go down the path.
No.
You didn't talk about your 150 to something.
Well, no.
We've all heard that.
It depends what they ask you.
Oh, no.
I didn't go on there and talk.
That wasn't on there.
He went down that 150 goals at Assumption.
I wouldn't have
when I was a kid, I was all right at Assumption. You know, kicked 155 in my year 12 years. So didn't pass school or anything. Domsey, that's how we used to get past, didn't
that's
we?
Right.
How many
that's
goals
right.
you kicked?
At Assumption, we did. That's how we got past.
What else have you always said? Oh, your high jump against Stephen Silvani.
I wouldn't have brought that up.
No way.
I still remember I won the high jump for Assumption and we went to Olympic Park.
What'd you jump?
About nearly 2 metres. It was 196 or something.
2 metres.
And guess who? Steve Silvani won for Marsden and we're at Olympic Park and, you know, you just go back on the side and, you know, 10 paces and get there.
Frosby flop.
Yeah, Frosby flop. I had bare feet on. He had bare feet on. And these superstar high jumpers, they'd 4 metres this way, 3 metres that way. They had spikes and me and Sauce still laugh about that. We come last and second last.
And Jim, you know how you always say that Bill's hasn't got much material.
Good story. He's got none.
You know, we thought surely he wouldn't go down that Gary Ablett and the medicine ball path.
No, not the medicine ball.
The medicine ball path got to run around again.
A senior would never do any weights. And then when they had a medicine ball, you had to pick up a medicine ball and throw it as far as you could. And everyone, you know, throw it just didn't go far. He got it and went bang. And everyone's going, what? Like the $6 million man. It just went.
Have you heard these stories before?
Yeah, I have, Bill.
No, but, you know,
do you know what? The funny part is it's making me laugh again, Bill.
Just don't say that on this show.
Since I've been in your sphere,
I tell
Bill.
You, I haven't heard it.
Launceston last week when I left early.
They have heard it down there. They loved it.
Bill, that's how far and wide you've got to go now.
Where's next?
I had three people this week contact me saying, listen, the speaker's dropped out. One in Adelaide, two in Melbourne. Can you recommend anyone? And I was on air at the time, so I've given it the, look, blah, 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 and Bill, and all three of them came back, no. We've had him and we don't want him back.
And Darce, last week, this show goes for 90 minutes, sometimes 2 hours before the game starts. He gave us 56 minutes before we just took off and went to Launceston.
Gone. Me 56 of me best.
Yeah, I was good. Good. Actually.
Yeah,
you were good.
So I'd done enough.
Flew out for a cashie.
I disagree. Yeah.
No, free.
Oh,
give something
free,
back to the club down there, St. Pat's. They're struggling a bit.
So that was free, was it?
Yeah. Free flights. Was it? Free accommodation.
It's unbelievable. We're taking a break. We got Sconce Pendlebury not far away. He was booked on this show.
Yeah.
Booked on this show.
I just saw him before. He's coming in.
And then Tubby Little Guts Jay-Z has waded in and got him in.
Oh, come on.
He came in and talked to them, and now he's left.
Oh, no.
He's talking to us on the phone.
Isn't Jay-Z attached to Scott Pendlebury? Oh, yeah, I've never seen a human dag another human more than Jay-Z.
You just see his shoes hanging out of him.
Nuff interests me because I don't think you knew Duke was coming in either, so I don't know if you've included him.
I've just changed a few things around.
Quiz as well for Hard Yakka. Toughness in their DNA. No shortcuts. They make it tough. They make it look good for Hard Yakka McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M Rocks Footy.
Download the Listener app now to stream every game on Triple M Footy.
Lightning start.
Just download the Listener app and select Triple M.
To Goey. Chance to kick the first goal for the Pies. Read it beautifully. Left foot stab. And the Collingwood Army are up. Johnson picked it up front set. What a goal. Maynard. What about the steamroller? Neil Bullen didn't know what hit him. Nick Dacos, beautiful hand with a brother Josh. Turns around and nails it. Pies back in front. This will be 11 in a row for Collingwood. It's the 10th game they've won by less than 12 points. There's the siren. The Pies are second on the ladder.
Insane what Collingwood are doing. 17th they finished last year. Well, I think they won just six games. It is one of the great modern footy stories, and let's hope it continues deep into September. Now, we had this man booked. And I don't think I'm speaking out of school when I say this. This show's national and the most important radio footy show of all networks, but certainly of our network.
Yep.
And Dead Set Legends is a boutique thing that happens before us.
What is it called again?
And the man you're about to introduce is contracted to the network as well.
And the man I'm about to introduce is one of the biggest names in football, and somehow he's appeared on a thing that no one listens to when he was booked for us. I speak of the great Scott Pendlebury. Scotty, were you aware of this prior to going on that other show?
I was just, as Billy said before, I was trying to give back to the smaller.
have you surgically removed Jay Clark off your being this morning?
Is he still with you?
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, he's in the back at the moment.
Got to get him back out there.
It's embarrassing to us, all of that, Scotty, but we're going to put that aside and celebrate, as I said, what is one of the great modern footy stories. Anyone who thought at this time of year, Duke, that Collingwood are going to be second on the ladder, having won 11 in a row,
incredible,
was kidding themselves. And you must all be pinching yourselves, Scotty, because it is one of the great modern rides.
Yeah, it's been really enjoyable full season, to be honest. It's it's one where when we started, we didn't know where we were going to land or how quickly we'd pick up the concepts of the new coaching group. And, I feel like that's why probably for us this season feels like it's flown by, because we're learning so much every week about how we're trying to play, and we're still tweaking things. But the last 11 weeks, obviously winning, close game after close game, it's emotionally you're up so much after those games. It takes a toll on you the next couple of days, but it's been a lot of fun, and we're playing some good footy at the moment.
Pendles, it's a joy to watch too, and your new coach, the Fly, you look down at the boundary line and it just seems he exudes this positive energy. Can you tell us a bit about what he's been like, and for a first-year coach to win 11 in a row in his first season is quite an incredible story.
Yeah, he's been unreal. To be honest, it's what you see is what you get with him. He's so passionate. He loves the game. He loves coaching from down on the bench so he can be around his people. He's a massive people person. He has a lot of fun with us. Yeah, and he's a great guy, and the whole coaching group and what they're implementing, he's got great trust. He's done a long apprenticeship, so he's fully ready for the job, and he's been unreal. He's so calming and gives all of us players a lot of confidence to go out there and that we'll be able to execute.
Hey, Pendles, fair to say you're probably outplayed in that first half, 42 inside 50s to 18, but you just got this ability to stay in a game, which allows you to be in the game for the second half, and quite often you find yourself getting back in the game. And last night, the pressure in that third quarter, outstanding.
Yeah, it was probably the second quarter. You know, the first quarter was a bit of a shootout. It was 6-5. And then the second quarter, they turned the screws up. We couldn't really get the ball out of our back half. It felt like they just had, you know, sets of about 8 or 9 repeat inside 50s. But, you know, across the whole competition, and it's something that we're trying to work on as well, is just when you're in those situations, just embracing that, you know, backs against the wall here. We've got to defend another inside 50, defend another high ball. I think it was really key, though, for us in that second quarter, as we still found a way to kick 3 goals and keep us close enough at half time. And then, yeah, I felt like the second half, you know, the numbers were way out of whack at half time. And then the second half was a lot more even for us, and we were able to get our pressure game going and, you know, try and force Melbourne back with their hands. And, yeah, we were able to, as I said, continue to keep score on the board. And then, yeah, it was a cracking night of footy. And, yeah, it was a really enjoyable game to be a part of.
Certainly was. I was watching it at the Mount Erica, so...
Oh, how much did you see, Bill?
Well, I saw a bit. It took a while to get a pot, actually, so I missed a bit. But now, Scotty, if I wake up this morning and I look at these stats, 93 less disposals. This is Collingwood, Duke. 24 less inside 50s for the night. 20 less clearances. Oliver has 42. Petrarca has 36. Brayshaw has 32.
Can't win.
Gawn has 31. Melbourne win by 8 goals. How do you win that, Scotty?
Yeah, well, I think most weeks we, you know, would be minus 50 in possessions. And when Fly took over, he said we're going to be a lower possession side and we're not going to muck around with the footy. So it's not, for us, it's not, we don't really worry about if they've had 100 more possessions. Obviously, we don't want to be giving up as much territory as we did last night and inside 50s. But, you know, our pressure, I think, was off the charts in the second half. Our tackle numbers were off the charts, our 450 tackles. So it's all those things that we're doing without the footy that we really value. And, yeah, and at times last night we were able to move the ball really efficiently, you know, 2 or 3 quick possessions and we're out the back or someone's having a shot on goal. So, yeah, it's the only stat that really matters at the end of the night, Bill, is the scoreboard, and we're seeming to get it in our favour.
41 entries, Bill, 18 forward 50 tackles, Collingwood. They're ranked second for pressure in the forward half in the comp, so that's how they're winning.
But you know what? You love them too. You love watching them.
Yep.
You know, I picked Melbourne last night, but in the end, I'm going, oh, Collingwood win. Shit, well, barracking for them. Yes, Damien? Say good day to Scotty.
Scott, about the look, I know that you've never ever set a ceiling, and that's been the whole mantra of Craig McRae, but if you could just take yourself back to what happened last year and to then fast forward to last night and maybe this morning, did you in your wildest dreams think you could be in this conversation that you're having right now?
Yeah, I always say, like, yeah, when you don't play finals the year before, you go into a season with a fair bit of doubt and you wonder if you can, as I said earlier, pick up the concepts. Can we get on a roll? Can we win a couple? Can we get some confidence? But there's so many questions and so many ifs and buts. Whereas if you're a side, say, like Geelong or Melbourne, you know what you need to do to get there again. And that's why I said the season feels like it's gone so quick for us, because there's been a lot of questions we're asking ourselves and how we can get better and things like that. But there's probably no scenario in my mind where I thought, you know, we'll win 11 in a row and we'll get the ball rolling and win all these close games. I thought if we could get, you know, a good run with injury and play some good footy with confidence, I thought, you know, finals is definitely within reach. But as I said, it was all sort of doubt and hope we could get there, where now I've got, you know, a really firm belief that what we do is good enough.
Hey, I don't know whether there's any more successful mid-season drafts than what Collingwood have done the last 3 years. John Noble, Ash Johnson and Josh Carmichael. Yes. And they're three of the better players over the past month, certainly the last month, if not more. It's just a great story, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I had a really funny moment pre-game with Josh Carmichael warming up, and I said, oh, how do you feel? You feeling good? And he goes, mate, he goes, 7 weeks, mate. He goes, I was watching you blokes on the couch.
Yeah.
He goes, I was wondering if all you blokes were flogs. That's what he said to me.
Right?
And then all of a sudden you're running out with him, and, you know, he come on as a sub a few weeks ago, kicked some goals, and, you know, Ash Johnson kicking 4 last night, Nobes off the back. Yeah, you can definitely tell with the mid-season guys that they're really hungry, because there's that element of, you know, people have doubted them. They weren't, you know, people have obviously told them they're not good enough at some stage. So that little kick in the guts for them, they definitely come in hungry, ready to go. And also the mature body, you know, these guys are 22 years old and they can come in and they can handle themselves.
The Bureau somewhere in the middle of Melbourne registered a tremor, earth tremor, after the Bros just completely flattened Neil Bullen. Where were you when that happened, please, Scotty Pendlebury?
I was right behind it. So as Bruz hit him, I turned around. I'd just seen It's almost like, yeah, it's like he swallowed him. Yeah, it's unbelievable. And, yeah, it's sort of Brothers' brand, really, isn't it? He's so aggressive. He's physical. He's a guy that I reckon every player in the league would love to play with, and we're certainly very privileged that we get to play with him.
And I loved his reaction. He enjoyed every bit of it the second it happened. Scotty, and your own body, your own health, you look like you're moving beautifully, and I suppose winning an 11 in a row helps. Can you sort of cast forward a bit, Pendles? Do you feel like there's a fair bit more left in the tank?
Yeah, from a personal level, yeah, my body feels fine, and yeah, I've managed to get through this season pretty clean so far. And yeah, just as I said, I'm just enjoying this season, and then yeah, I definitely feel like I've got a lot of football left in me, and this group and how we're playing, and we're it's an even spread that makes it even more enjoyable, and yeah, just looking forward to the next few weeks.
No, well done, Scotty. Thanks for coming on board. Just one last question: was all duck no dinner? Was that up on the whiteboard?
It was up on the whiteboard, and then Fly referenced having Peking duck pancakes for dinner the night before. And all the boys, I think, just sort of looked at each other, and there's like, there's no chance anyone makes Peking duck pancakes. So the gag that sort of fell on.
Come on, Fly. Well, I love the fact that it was on the whiteboard. Yeah, the modern cat, 18-year-olds, my boys don't even read the paper, wouldn't know what happens in the world, let alone in footy. So the fact that there was a bit of that still left, I love Duck.
Bloody oath. We like that.
We're going to get to you next. In fact, when are we getting Duck up? Soon from the reunion?
Yeah, in about 20 or so.
Scotty, well done, mate. Your club is flying, and as I say, it's great to watch. It's a great ride, and we just hope it continues.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
I just got him.
Pendles. Pendlebury star. And has been over 350 games. Just a nuts footballer. All right, we're going to get to a break. Nuff, nuff next. Ooh, Duck next. Still to come. We're going to just fly on the wall at the reunion.
Ooh. How's it tracking down there, JB?
What is
the 1996 North Melbourne reunion? Is there any updates?
Are they between a rock and a hard place?
I think there's a head of steam up already. There's a few.
Hasn't started yet, Jim.
Hasn't even started. I think there's a few that are getting nice and wound up.
Top up.
Oh, my goodness.
This is an unfolding story, this one, I reckon.
I'm with you.
I told you, homeboy.
Could have given it a bit.
Enough time. Yeah, that's how we living
in, unprecedented.
That's what you call enough now.
No.
Jordan Lewis, he filthed up last week, so I thought, you know what I'm going to do as a response? I'll put him in the open.
Good.
So get him in there so everyone hears him every week.
Pino, now, drink it.
Speaking of Nuff, before we get away, that photo on your phone, Damo, you've been sent today, just run us through that, because
I might actually have to give this to Will to put up on the social media accounts here. So I've just been sent from someone who was in the room, a photo
From Launceston.
From Launceston last week, where Bill is wearing... Spoke. A Geelong again. Guernsey what? With a microphone in his hand and a beer in the other.
Nah, that's not again. Right.
How do you wear...
No, he did it in Perth a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
and a woman said, I'll give you 1,000, then left. And
then came back.
So he got more than that figure for this particular jumper.
Oh, but really?
There's not many in the room.
What's the theory, Bill, behind you wearing the jumper, Bill? Why would you do that?
Do you do that? I think you need to stop that.
No, because you put it on and it's a bit tight, which people, they get a bit
of a fart,
and they feel a bit, I don't know, oh shit, I should buy this jumper, because I feel for poor old fat up there. And then I walk around and they can touch me. And you honestly get
creepy.
You get more money if you wear the jumper, I'm telling you.
You might have to have an intervention on this.
Nah, you walk around so they can touch you, and you reckon that's why it gets good money.
They can see it. And it's signed by all the players.
Did
the club, the footy club, get all the money?
Yes.
All the money?
That's not what I heard.
All the money?
All of it? Just,
they did very well.
I love Bill's ability just to flat out deny it.
They did very well.
It's an extraordinary ability.
Now, Bill embarrasses us on a weekly basis with his behaviour.
Now, that was a good night.
Lucky there's no audio attached to that.
No, the bloke who said it to me said it was the worst night he's ever had.
Well, I'll tell you the worst night you could ever have. Go and watch Tom Rockcliffe and Bernie Vince at the Mosley for $100 a head. They're selling
free beer.
Mate, it's the most... And Tomo's the MC.
Yeah, he's
Tom
good.
Rockcliffe and Bernie Vince.
Good operator.
Enjoy a laugh with these two. Hear the untold stories. There are no untold stories of their football journey and finals preview.
How much, Bill?
$100 a head.
That's free beer, no, by the way. You drink $100 worth of beer. Free. We're doing it for free.
No, you're not.
We're just getting a few to the Mosley. We've got good friends there looking after
them. Imagine Rocky. Nuff, go on, so shut up.
Yeah, it's just that quiet down.
That's Nuff Nuff. There
yeah,
you go.
Nah, get rid of that. Oh, hey, now, I've just had to manipulate a few things because Duck's not here and Darcy is, and I wasn't aware of that until pretty late in the schedule today.
Don't get soft now.
We'll see how we've ended up. You be the judge. Hey, start with Jay-Z because he's just we can just clip him. He's probably still with Pendles, as we know. But he just had a little bit of trouble last week saying couple of Panadol.
BT Ports, Darcy Byrne-Jones rolled his ankle on the outer side a couple of minutes ago. He's gone downstairs for treatment, copped a couple of Panadol or taken some. Hopefully just a re-strapping.
Just having a little trouble getting his words together now there, Jay-Z.
Did he cut himself off then?
I don't think there are any technical problems. I just think he had a dose of the gibberish.
He's had a meltdown. He came up. Is he okay? Now, someone check on Jay-Z and make sure everything's okay.
Can we see him? Have we got a location on him?
Rob Jane T. Marks will see. Jay-Z, all okay down there?
That was terrible, wasn't it? It doesn't get any worse than that. Taking a couple of Panadol, how hard is it?
He just stopped. He cut himself off. Out there was a technical issue, but he just didn't want any more to do with it.
There's a little Brian more stronger stuff than Panadol in the medical room in a AFL club too, by the way.
Just some breaking news there from Jay-Z. Hey, Timmy Watson now. I think he's making his debut.
Wispy.
He dirties up Wispy. Can I just inform you before you go ahead? He gets very touchy.
I hope you've got to back this up the time when you're through to the ad break.
Oh, no. How bad does he go?
Oh, he gets really filthy.
I was just maybe holding the battle a second.
Show some courage.
This is why I've got him in here first of all. I was watching the Channel 7 coverage and, well, I think he got his D50s and his F50s mixed up.
Oh. And Chris Fagan might be a little bit concerned too at how easily the ball is being rebounded from the F50.
F50. That was their D50, come by on, the way.
Wispy.
But he'd already committed to the F and then it thought he'd hold the F, but then that reminded me of when.
Oh, here we go.
When he went to cross to the Demon coach.
Oh, no.
Greg Hutchison. Now, I didn't want to play this, but Jim, you said I had to.
Well, coming up after the break, we'll catch up with Demon coach.
Who? Who, Wispy?
We got him.
That's face. It looked like he was easing a fart out.
He's chewing a lemon.
You know, I had the great pleasure of talking to Joe Watson about that last week. We were standing I said, he reckons it gets funnier the more often he says it as well.
It's, the music makes it.
Oh, speaking of songs. Going from dead air to full on. They were panicking in the back room. But Pat McAfee, he's a US correspondent when it comes to AFL footy, and he just hasn't quite got his words right or his teams right. He starts with Essendon.
My team, the Collingwood Magpies.
Oh, yeah.
Playing Essendon.
Oh, we love that. We love the coverage we're getting off That's the back good. Of that over there. But then, well, he gets a little bit excited here, and I don't know whether he knows what the MCG stands for. He gets a bit of help in the background too.
Put it through the pipes! And that's a walk-off game winner from Jamie Elliott down under. He put this son of a through those sons of from an incredibly hard angle and in front of 75,000 people at the Melbourne
Cricket Grand.
There's a bloke in the background.
Yeah. He's gone in the background helping him going, coach. That's wrong too. But Rob on the boundary, well, he's our eyes and ears down there and he gives us some great information. And there's only sort of one or two jobs he needs to do for the day. And he's, well, he's butchers both.
And we might get that back down to Robbo that just had the toss, Robbo.
Didn't see it, Brandon. No. Did not see the toss. I was looking at something else down in the... Actually, went down into the tunnel just working
Who
out what he
that?
Was doing.
Who was it?
I got no idea.
Oh, very good. I was watching the flyer walking across the table. But, yeah, we love that. Now, Brownie's concerning me a little bit. Because, Nath Brown, that is. Yeah. He welcomes the Brisbane, viewers to start with, and somehow he gets a gym in there. It gets confused.
Richmond up against the Brisbane Lions for the MCG. 15 minutes still advance for the gym. This is the Triple M Sunday Rub. Welcome to all the Brisbane viewers or listeners who just joined us.
Oh, the only thing he got right was Brisbane in that whole set.
The gym.
Did he try and talk too quick?
He does. Occasionally he talks pikey.
There's a gym. There's, yes, he does. I'm not sure.
It happens.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
It's only on the Sundays, though, Bern. It's when he leaves the Sunday footy show. He's obviously a bit... He's disorganised.
I blame you, Duke. You should have taken him under your wing when he got to the Dogs.
Actually, I agree.
You should have seen what he was like when we got hold of him, Bern. You've never met a bigger bogan in your life. Yes. The 18-year-old from Bendigo. Thought he was Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, he had the long
hair. We saved that little bogan. He was remarkable that he's still with us.
Well, now that's explaining a lot. Because, he gets his point post, behind post, goal post mixed up too.
So Cameron, he stands for the snap. 30 out, runs around, City in, hooks it back, but not far enough. It hits the behind post. Well, the point post, I mean.
Goal post.
Goal post, that's the one. That's the bigger one.
Duck's always very supportive, isn't he? He gets excited when someone mucks up. Yep. Mazurk Thatcher, not an easy one to say, but not that hard to say. Oh, Barry Denner, People's Call.
Not the People's Call.
I know he listens too when he's weighing in, so I do apologise, Baz, but I've got to call it out.
And the bomber's through Zerk Thatcher, that'd be Jack, thank you.
Had four goes at it, got there in the end. Hey, Ash Chua, there was a close game going on, West Coast v Gold Coast last weekend, and, Ross sets him up for the replay.
Two-man choice hotels around the grounds. What's happening there, please?
It's the Suns by 3 points over the Eagles. 38 seconds to go before full time.
Just give us a yell if something happens in these last 38 seconds.
Will do. And it looks as though it's Waterman who's having
that's
a set
the replay.
Shot. Oh, that is the replay.
Ross just stitched up.
I didn't say anything. What did you do?
I saw you point, Ross. You stitched him up as a replay.
Oh, we love when we set each other up. But now on to BT. He's getting a bit concerned. I'm concerned with him a little bit. Ash, let's start with Ash Chua's name. He forgets that.
Around the grounds, Ash.
Just a little zinger to start with. And then Ollie Wines is not that hard to say either.
No. He got the handball out. Now Wines right for everyone. And Wines to go with him as well.
We love that. He just goes with it, though. And then at the half time, we sit around, we just wait for the opener to come back. So we come back on air. Well, he thought he'd just prank Duck a little bit and set him up. And, Duck, he's not known to crumble under pressure, maybe apart from the 98 grand final. But
Yes, and welcome back to Triple M Football. Wayne Carey, your thoughts on the first half so far?
Good half of footy, BT. Thanks for just shocking.
Hey, guys, 30 seconds. Oh,
good work.
You're an idiot.
You threw me, too. I was thinking, just did I miss the cue there?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether we were watching the Channel 7 coverage last night, but Roaming Brian is back in a big way, and he thought he'd take us to the MCG, the best seats in the house. But listen to when we lose him and he goes down.
So just down here, these are the three best seats at the G. So if you come down... Jesus, I just about went.
He nearly did a Nordberg, in the wheelchair. Yeah. He went flying. Nearly fell out of the stand.
Oh, I'm really concerned.
Imagine if that was the end of Bristol. But that was just, you fill off the balcony and it'd be a happy way for you to go.
I said on the coverage, imagine if you were in your seat underneath.
And he wouldn't just kill one. There'd be about a family of six would have been killed.
Talking about Peking duck pancakes.
We need to hear it again just for the...
That's too good. That's too good.
So just down here, these are the three best seats at the G. So if you come down... Jesus, I just about went.
Now we need to get on to Ross. Now, everyone's a little bit on edge at the moment with the memo that went out about talking over each other. Now, Ross has gone a touch too far the other way. Now, he just stops.
Dump kick out of the stoppage.
Yep.
Baker wins it. Back inside. And... I just wanted to respect our commentator.
Talk about dead air. That was almost as long as Timmy Watson. I don't want to bring him up again, though. Now, Nakai Cockatoo doing some good work at Brisbane. Was that Geelong? Not sure his name is this from Ross.
Richmond are setting one up to the stoppage, and they're freezing the cock. Cock, what's his name?
Cockatoo, Ross. He gets on to the cock. But anyway, we love that. Now, late entrant.
Oh.
Nuffy of the week.
Yes.
Nuff of the week.
Might just come down a little bit towards you, Jim. Oh,
yeah, yes, that's what we want.
It's a big day for the family, Ben. That's all I want to say. I hope you're being respectful here.
I didn't think about that, actually. But I just want to take your mind off the game. Thanks, you know, mate. I'm doing this for you. Now, we started last week. And Braden Maynard did some great work last night, and some big tackles. And last week, he just got him mixed up with maybe a Brisbane player.
Good tackle, Stasevich on the Shane Warne stand wing.
He's called him Stasevich. Now I thought, oh, he'll just do it once. He won't do it twice. Yeah.
Play on's the call. Stasevich fighting for it.
He's going to. Oh, hang on. In my book, at three strikes, you're out. No, you won't do that.
Yep.
Heads in the Georgiades direction. Stasevich got off Finlayson, and that was pretty easy uncontested mark for Port Adelaide.
So he's meant to be out, so we let him continue, and oh no, he did it again.
Oh no,
Magpie defender and three Port forwards, and he found the Magpie defender, Stasevich.
Wow. That's four times a player who's not playing in a particular game. Oh, I've called him.
And Will, the producer, he was going to me, oh, should I correct him? I said, no, just
record him every time he does it. We'll use this.
How do you do that?
Oh. I was doing the Brisbane game that night, and I think I had Stasevich
in your mind.
In my mind.
Yeah, and then, Lockie Jones was also playing in that game, Bill, and he got a new name as well.
Oh. Down the line and dropping in front. Trying to take the mark. Lockie Johnson couldn't quite get it.
Lockie Johnson. We're getting some new names, and I like this. You're injecting something into these games, and I'm not sure what came into your mind with Jamie Elliott, but was it Jamie Oliver? Was that the cooking?
Rough afternoon, Bernard.
You have a listen.
Josh Dacos takes some space, drives it to the goal square. Oliver is the target and can't keep it in. So it will be thrown in. Port Adelaide 6-3-39, Collingwood 3-3-21. Jamie Elliott was a name I was searching for.
I think the Oliver and the Jamie sort of got in your way, but that reminded me a little bit early in the year. You went down the Alec Baldwin path.
Baldwin came out. He said, "Great afternoon, Alec Baldwin."
What is going on? Again, I didn't want to put that in. Ho said we've got to put that in.
Early onset dementia, I think.
He has moved away from Darcy.
He's got a long reach, so I just want to...
He can turn physical.
I'm smart. He once
knocked out his best mate, Bob Murphy, from behind on the training track, so look out.
Should we play this last one then?
Absolutely.
Let's finish it off. With the Beacon Trade Credit Line, you guys be the judge of when he starts to stumble, because it continues all the way through.
Beacon Trade Scoreboard, supporting tradies with 120 stores, expert trade teams, design services, huge range of electrical accessories. Hard to say that.
I'm enjoying this segment right until the very end.
I've
been hit the head a few too many times. Cool.
This is designed to make you better. So you'll be better today. So
feedback's improving.
Positive is. It is.
Positive.
Going to take your turn.
There you go.
Hope you have a good afternoon.
Good on you, Jose.
All I know is Duke. Well, when we finish this magnificent show, we're going into the Gold Coast and Hawthorn. If you want to hear some players called, I'll be tuning into those 2 hours as we get to a break. We're not doing the no quiz.
Yes, we are.
Of course. Ring now. Is it next?
No, we've got some news to get through. Work hard, play hard, hard yakka. A history of hard. McDonald's, Remot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy.
The Listener app is the home of everything Triple M Footy.
This will be the game.
Listen live or on demand. Just download the Listener app and select Triple M.
And the big Duke's wandered in. We're loving having him, actually, because his young bloke Sam's about to debut big time, of course, and we can't wait for that, but he's giving us a couple of minutes of his time prior to that. Bernard's here, just having completed Nuff, and also, of course, we have Bill and Damo. And Damo, it's time to get some news going, and the camp,
from nearly 5 years ago somehow seems to still be front and centre.
It does, and everyone's got views on it, and we as a station have tackled it regularly for the 4.5 years. We've tackled it obviously this week. We spoke at length about it last night. Just want to tackle it, Byrne, through your perspective if I can. Now, I know you weren't at the Crows at the time in question. You'd already left the club and gone to Melbourne, but you are close with a lot of people. Just before we do, we'll just set it up again. Josh Jenkins yesterday on SEN had a lot to say. He backed up what Eddie Betts had said. Bryce Gibbs this morning has also added a third name, Darce, to the on-the-record elements about the disgruntlement of the camp. Josh Jenkins, though, reference to the failure of the club to send the welfare manager and the doctor to be across everything was pretty pertinent to this conversation.
We arrived on the Gold Coast knowing something massive was in store for us. The secrecy and lack of info was astounding. Our welfare manager, who was at the time receiving 90% plus approval ratings via the AFLPA surveys, was iced out of discussions and planning as well as everything afterward. My belief of that is largely because she's a female, but I'm happy to stand corrected on that. She fought the good fight for us players, and I will always be grateful for that. She no longer works for the Crows, and she no longer works in the AFL.
There was intricate detail from Josh Jenkins, which did back up a lot of what Eddie Betts had said. And Eddie Betts has never wanted this to be just made, Bill, purely an Indigenous issue, and Josh Jenkins' experiences would obviously attest to that. But, Byrne, your connection with the Adelaide people, this club is in serious disarray as a result of this camp. It has been for the 4.5 years to a point, but right now there are pointy-ended conversations going on about what happens next. And I don't know what obvious pathway there is for the club to finally move on from this situation, because we may not yet have even got to the worst of what may come publicly.
Well, the club has tried to move on and mentioned that, you know, that language around moving on has been part of the reason that it's flared up again. Obviously, the book pinpointed some things that were pretty confronting, and as a, you know, we've all been on camps and tough camps, and you don't know about them. So that's all part of having a camp like that. But some of the things that have come out in Eddie's book is concerning, isn't it? Like when, you know, talking about being, you know, his single mother and all this sort of stuff. That's a no-go zone for me.
Information given to a counsellor to then have that information used against you in earshot of the other people on the camp.
Which they did with Josh too.
As well.
Yeah, they did it. Well, they did it to all players. Some it was just more confronting for than others. So still people I speak to stand by that camp and say it's the best thing they've ever done. But obviously,
are they still saying that?
Still saying it and not being told to say it.
They weren't told by the club.
Not being told to say it. They stand by that 100%. That is the best thing they've done. So the innuendo around, you know, Eddie Betts being told to say, you know, it's almost word for word what Rory Sloane said and Taylor Walker and all these guys, but they stand by that as it was.
Well, that interests me, Damo, because we all know Rory Sloane and have known him for a long time, and he's as good a fella as you'll meet in the game.
And straight up, big on this point last night.
Straight up as a bloke as you'll meet. And he has come out again this week and said, what I said at the time, I 100% stand by now. So there is a contrary view to this. That has to be heard.
There is. Yep. Although Josh Jenkins' take on that is, well, how can you say that now knowing that so many people were badly hurt over it? But again, that's their opinion on what it is.
And they were there and are entitled to have an opinion.
Absolutely.
It's tough for different scenarios as well, because there's all so many groups and they're all excluded from what everyone else was doing. So it's all so different for each person. But I worry about, and from all reports, there's a board meeting today with Adelaide. It's almost
they'd have to be. There are board meetings
it's
and board gatherings all week.
Almost. Because a lot of the senior, you know, the CEO, footy manager, coach, everyone in senior position is almost gone, apart from, say, Mark Rusciuto, which I'm fear for the end point. I don't know whether there is an end point. Is there a magic thing that can happen to make all this everyone happier? Or is it just got something they're going to hold, you know, those six or seven players that aren't happy with the way the camp went? Are they going to hold that forever? Is there a compensation fee?
That's a possibility
now. Do they need Mark Rusciuto to leave the club? Do they need everyone to have gone? I just fear that there's no end point and we're not going to, and that means it's going to keep going for as long as it goes for.
I mean, to that point, Jim and Darce, you're currently on the Bulldogs board. I know it's hard for you to talk about the specifics of this. Jim, you formerly ran a football club as chair of North Melbourne. What, to Bernie's point, needs to be done in order for it to be okay, at least?
I don't actually know what can be done from here. Adelaide, now you could argue, probably strongly, Duke, that they took too long to acknowledge that they needed to apologise, but they have.
Yep, I agree with that.
And as Byrne said, nearly everyone involved isn't there anymore. So I don't really know what the Adelaide Footy Club, beyond what they've done, they can do. To go anywhere from here, Duke, you're just chasing the launch of a book.
And that is the really challenging part from football. If you first, the empathy. Anyone who's been in any situation, of course you have empathy for, and someone's own story is their own story. So you have to say, and as Bernie said, a lot of those details, that's just strange and bizarre and weird, and why would do it? But, you know, you're allowed to also do things with good intentions and make a state and move on, and you have to at some point in time, and that word is where you are. If you then have an independent body come in and do an investigation, if the AFL then have done an investigation, I mean, there's only so many times you can do that and apologise. Whereas a footy club, that's devastating as a footy club again today to have this conversation again. What that means to them, as much as it's devastating for the individuals from the Crows' point of view, this is another nightmare unfolding. I don't think there's much more that can be done.
It's zapping for the players, the current players that are there now. It just zaps them of all. They've got a game to play this weekend. And, I mean, it's part of this, the book coming out, the AFLPA are saying that there's new information that they didn't hear. So that's a big part of... You know, I think they're going to go back and interview all the players again.
And I've got a view on that. I felt, Byrne, they didn't want to know some of it. Now, that's my take on it. I've worked on the story. I keep saying that it was Sam McClure who took the story right to the very end.
Wasn't he?
Well, threatened to be, and had to apologise by his own paper. His own paper apologised on his behalf for something that he wasn't wrong on. So, yeah, look, we might move on because we can talk about it, but ultimately there is no resolution to what now needs to happen, and the Adelaide Crows will be sorting that out. Jim, Lance Franklin, as we know, has had a lot of focus on him his whole life. What he's doing next year has become a major focus. This morning, as per a statement given by his management to Cal Toomey of AFL.com.au, has now parked conversations about that future. At this stage, this is a quote, conversations have been paused around my contract so I can put all my focus on playing footy. No further comment will be made until the season is done and I have decided about my future. I am still undecided and need time after the season to make a family decision about whether I continue to play next year.
All right, so I said to Bill during the week, we discussed this on the rush hour, that he's bought a property on the Gold Coast and then much was made about the fact that would he go and play in Queensland? And I said to you, for me, that just points to him not playing at all.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting out of Sydney. No, I'm finished. I want to go and live with my beautiful family on the Gold Coast and have the rest of my life to enjoy. I never thought, Duke, that it would mean he'd go and play for either Brisbane or the Gold Coast. I could be wrong, by the way, but I just thought he'd go, you know what, I've got this amazing property now and I'm going to go and enjoy the
Sydney
next stage of my life.
A brilliant club. They always find a way to get the right decision most of the time, I feel. So if he does want to play on, I can't see how they can't make that happen. It's in on with you. Very unlikely that a third club, it would be the option that you want to pursue, I reckon.
And now, across Australia, on the Triple M Network.
The punters love it.
It's the quiz you've been waiting for.
I want the quiz, mate.
We want the quiz.
It's the Saturday Rub Quiz.
That's the people's quiz.
And here's your host, Billy Brownless.
All right, pace, speed. Here we go. Welcome to the quiz, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Here we go. It's all about the father-son quiz.
Which is interesting
with having Luke Darcy with us today. And we go straight to our callers and say, g'day to Andrew. G'day, Andrew.
I'm just driving out to Neil McDonald for umpiring.
So you're driving. How old are you, Andrew?
13.
Oh, that's good. He's got that.
Through the paddocks.
No, Dad's driving, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Will Ashcroft has committed to the Brisbane Lions in the upcoming draft there, Andrew. Who is the only player that played more games for the Brisbane Lions than his father, Marcus? Brisbane Bears, sorry, not Lions. Bears. His father, Marcus.
Come on,
the Bears, not the Lions. Sorry, Andrew. Ask Dad.
It's a hard one for a 13-year-old.
It is a hard one for a 13-year-old.
Andy Roberts.
Oh, hey! Well done. Let's go to Jake. G'day, Jake.
Perfect.
Sandy.
No, if anyone doesn't know a question on this, they just say
Sandy Roberts.
And Sandy loves it.
Did you get a prize for it?
G'day, Jake.
How are you, mate?
Good. Did you hear me question? Oh, no, you're out.
You didn't establish they couldn't ask you how you were.
No,
you,
they know
you,
that.
You normally do.
They know that. Well, it's got to be pace.
You've got to assume that they have never heard the show.
Oh, no, mate. Who's this here?
I've got on, some Bill. Nuffy from Adelaide. Maddie. G'day, Maddie.
Just making toast, Bill.
Oh, what's on your toast, Maddie?
Toast?
Oh, margarine.
Hang on, that voice sounds familiar.
Who? He's from Adelaide.
Talking, what's on your toast, mate?
Dream.
Jam.
Hang on, is it Maddie?
Maddie, Ollett.
Where from?
Yeah, whereabouts in Adelaide?
Harndorf.
That's buddy Maddie. Is that not Maddie Yench?
Oh, Yenchy.
Might be.
Yenchy.
A little Yenchy.
A quiz.
70 odd games for the Crows.
Yeah.
Nice left foot.
Right foot.
Oh. Right foot. Yeah, right.
It's already forgotten.
And no good on the froffies.
No good.
No, horrific. Not,
yeah.
There's only one worse, the old man.
Yeah, the old man's not great.
Oh, God.
Once did a runner.
Bernie's old man in one night.
Mm. Yeah, and Bernie's old man was going, all right, your old man actually had a wee outside the window.
Let's get going.
Went through the window.
Will Ashcroft. Will Ashcroft, Matty Yench has gone to the Brisbane Lions, or he will. Who's the only player to play more games than his old man, Marcus, at the Brisbane Bears? Played at another club at Essendon, this bloke. Big deal.
Is he Merritt?
Yes.
Righto, little Yenchy. Off to a good start. Good.
Sam Darcy's father, Luke. Hi, Luke.
Hey, Bill.
Played the majority of his 226 games for the Bulldogs wearing what number?
What a 14.
Yeah.
Well done, Yenchy.
Lifeline.
Yenchy.
Get around him! Name two of the three father sons that are on currently on the Geelong list. Two of the father three sons.
I'd go with Duck because he cheats, but
yes, he does. He's not here. You got Nuffy.
Purple.
You got Purple.
I'll go Purple.
Hang on.
We'll go Busey and Bill's mate Simpson.
What's their names?
Sam. Jed and Sam.
Jed and Sam, Buse and Simpson.
I'm going to have to go with that, I reckon, Bill.
Yeah, well done.
Tomahawk.
Big Tom Hawkins might have
another one. Yeah. Jumping Jack.
There's another one, of course.
What are you calling Duke? Head and a vice, or which one are you going with? That's what the chief said to him when he first joined us.
He had a head in a vice. Much to your amusement, James.
I still find it amusing.
I've got mud flap as well. Could be mud flap.
Narrow.
That was Spuds.
Well, I don't get it. What does it mean, Bill?
It's different to your melon, Bill.
Yeah, it's got a narrow head. Sean Simpson actually has got a narrow head.
So like a skinny.
And we call him narrow, whereas you get head in a vice.
Thanks for the explanation, Bill. Cheers.
Yeah. How many father-son draft picks in history have played 400 games?
What, in total, together?
No, just one father-son.
Oh, you slaughtered
how
this.
How many father-son draft picks in history have played 400 games?
Combined.
No, just the son.
Oh, Bill. Sandy Robert.
No, you've got to think about this.
Think about it, Essendon.
It's not that hard. See, Jim's got it.
Yeah, you butchered it, though.
No,
the question wasn't great, but Yenchy, well, you should be better than that.
Is Yenchy gone?
He's gone.
Gone.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Good.
Let's go. Oh, no, we need to get a break.
No.
This was a one segment of Will.
Trying to be quick.
We've got three questions down.
Three questions in, and we're already in a break. Yenchy's gone.
Yenchy turned it up pretty quick, didn't he?
He'd had enough, Bill.
Shambolic.
You had to think
this
about
is
that.
A terrible quiz.
No, it's not a great quiz.
Shut up, or I'll put another scar on your head.
Got to catch me first.
Where McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy.
Now you can stream every AFL match live with Triple M Footy.
Beautiful finish.
Just download the listener app and select Triple M.
To the helicopter. Had it down at Geelong last week to help out with the ground.
Joel.
I saw that.
Did Joel get out of it?
No, the ground was wet.
Ryan Peak style.
They had the chopper hovering over the surface, exactly. Bill. I saw that last week.
You once caught a chopper to Witten Oval, Darcy. That was well received.
Yeah, that went down well.
The locals down there love that.
No, they've only seen the police helicopter over that way, and then you
I reckon Brian Peak arrived at Cardinia Park in a helicopter.
Pasties.
Oh, pasties.
And who? Peter Hudson.
One to Witten Oval,
no, he did.
From the city.
No, he did.
Peter Hudson. We've got 8 minutes 29 to go here, John, from Wagga Wagga. Haven't they produced some great sports people, Johnny?
Just delivered a load of wheat into Melbourne, boys.
Load of wheat. What are you driving?
Load of wheat. Truck. B double.
Kenworth.
B double.
B double. Right, get on with it.
Toot the horn. If you're driving, toot the horn now. There you go. Well done, Johnny. Here we go. How many father-son draft picks in history have played 400 games now?
One.
Who?
Dustin Fletcher.
Well done. Number five, Lifeline. Get around him! Name two Brownlow medalists that were drafted as a father-son pick. two Brownlow medalists there, Johnny, in the truck.
Who have I got? Have I got mudflap?
No, you got
mudflap.
Vice head.
Oh, Vice head or
head.
Sam Darcy.
What are you going with?
Or Nuff Nuff.
I'll have Nuff Nuff, please.
Oh. Nuff Nuff. That's you, Ben.
Just eating a bit of McDonald's here.
Yes.
Hurry up.
Tom Mitchell.
Yeah. He won a Brownlow.
Is there one that is a technicality?
Oh, and there's a technicality Ablett. On one, yeah.
Ablett.
Yeah.
Ablett Jr. Yep. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I'll have those two, please.
Would you have accepted Job Watson?
Well, it's got two asterisks here, so
Shame on you if you didn't, by the way.
I would have.
Good.
Yes, I got Job, Gary Ablett Jr., Ben Cousins,
yes,
and Tom Mitchell.
But Job didn't win one, Bill.
Well, he did.
He did, Domo.
Well, he had it taken off.
Glass half empty. Yeah. Shut up. Question six. Which two fathers have two sons on Collingwood's current list? Which two fathers have two sons on Collingwood's current playing list?
Peter Dacos is one.
Josh and Nick.
Josh and Nick. So he's got two sons. The other bloke's got two sons.
Yep. Tyler and Callum.
Brown.
Well done.
Hey.
Oh, Brown.
Yeah, no, we got that. Question seven. Who is the only coach in AFLW history to coach against his daughter after they were drafted via the father-daughter rule?
Ask me, Johnny. If you've got a lifeline, ask me.
It's no lifeline.
I'll have you, please.
It's not a lifeline question.
So
no.
I couldn't say Nathan Brown.
keep going, John.
Nathan Brown.
Nathan Burke, Johnny.
Now the next one.
I reckon Duke filthied up when he said Vice. Call your Vice and Duke's actually led down the wrong path.
He's taking the quiz down.
Jaden, welcome.
Just driving to play footy, Bill.
Are you in the truck?
I'm in the four-wheel drive, buddy.
Good work. Well done. Who do you play footy for? South Morang.
Black Rock Jets, buddy. It's a long drive. That's why I'm late. I've been pouring concrete at home all morning.
Good on you, Jaden.
Who was the only... brother Lee. He's a hard old bastard.
Righto. Shut up. Who was the only coach in AFLW history to coach against his daughter?
I've got no clue, Bill, so I'm out, mate.
We just said it.
Let's
go to Colac, where Sam Newman will be at the Colac Bowling Club.
Evening with Sam Newman.
5 minutes to go. Here we go. David.
Yeah, just heading to the footy, Bill, down at Lara.
Oh, good. The Lara Cats. Good work. Who is the only coach in AFLW history to coach against his daughter? Nathan. Yeah. Played for St Kilda.
Nathan Burke.
Yeah!
Well done.
Lifeline. Get around him! So you got the Vice.
You've got the Vice left.
The Vice. Name two of the five current father-son draftees that have since moved from their original club.
Good question.
Good question. Yeah, David?
We'll take the Vice, I think. We'll
take some advice from... yes. Jeez, that's a hard one.
Only two.
Joe Danaher? I would think.
Mm.
And then I'm...
Good start.
I'm stuck.
Oh, yeah. Duck normally cheats.
Well, we used one before. Yeah. Someone's name's come up before.
Oh, yeah.
Quiz.
Tom Mitchell. Yeah. I'd lock those two in, Dad.
Yeah. Well, thanks, mate. I'll go Tom Mitchell and Danaher.
Well done, Davey. Good work. In 2005, Mark Murphy declined to sign with the club despite being eligible to be drafted under the father-son rule. What was that club? His dad played for...
And they filthied right up too.
They weren't happy.
I didn't know this.
Mark Murphy, yes.
They went after him for years.
Broke his shoulder in his first contest.
I'm not too sure, but I'm going to say Brisbane.
Yep. Yes.
Was it?
His dad played for Fitzroy. 214 games, I reckon, if I'm right. Here we go. Number 10, the IGA Liquor. $250.
Off the tap.
Food deserves a great drop.
Here we go, Davey, from Colac. Which father-son draft pick won a premiership with Melbourne in 2021?
That would be Jack Viney.
Yes! Davey, well done from Colac. He's won the IGA gym.
$250 voucher where good food deserves a great drop. Not bad, Fat. It got better, that
one. It did, yes.
Early on, it battled away.
I felt I got some good support from Vice.
No, it did.
The Vice captain.
Speaking of you, I haven't had the great pleasure of having you on our show for a long time, Duke, and it's great to have you here. Bill's trying to tell me that the Chiefs filthied up a little bit on the fact that I saw a few of his offspring in Bali. I can't believe it because he's ebullient and happy and fun.
We had him on the rush hour. He didn't talk to you.
So he'd be all right with all of that. Duke, surely, the Chiefs.
On his best day, he's unhappy, and now he's getting worse, JB, on the back of... in fact, he's losing a lot of his filter, so I think I would be staying away from that if I was you, JB.
Wouldn't you love
he's not
him,
happy.
Grab gets him. On with me really well.
No, he hates you.
No, he doesn't
like
you.
He doesn't like anyone, Chief.
You know, we've established this on the Friday Huddle, Jim. He sets his alarm for 11:15.
Oh, no.
Well, in the morning.
In the morning.
He's an extraordinary
and gets,
setup.
Gets through to the alarm every time. Yeah.
What do you do?
How do you do that?
Sleep.
That's what he does, Jim, at midnight.
I don't know what he gets up to, the Chief. All I know is that I still think there's humour in him.
You think there is?
Well, it's well hidden. It doesn't peek its head out as often as it used to.
We haven't seen it for 20 rounds so far on the Friday Huddle, but I'd keep going with it, Jim. See how that turns out.
No, I like it.
If he grabs hold of you, I'd love to.
Because he saw the humour that time in the footy show where I said, see if you can take a photo with the Chief and send it. He liked that.
No. He enjoyed that.
He liked that, the Chief.
That was a touch over the...
when he gave out his address, Jim.
It was a bit over the top.
No, we didn't ever get his address.
There was a proper intervention after that, wasn't there, between the two of you?
We went out to Flemington for that big lunch we used to do. And the Chief hadn't... We hadn't sort of crossed paths for about... About 3 months prior to that, and he'd filthied up. He wouldn't answer my calls or anything, the Chief. So we got up on stage, and I said, Chief, it's a little bit funny. And he looked at me like, I am actually about to kill you. Like, I thought that's what he was going to do. And you can imagine the old enforcer was in the middle of it, going, Chief, I wouldn't be putting up with someone doing that. And then he turned to me and go, give him a little bit more, Chief. I'm ready for just a little bit
more. How is the force? I haven't heard or seen of him.
He's got a night coming up, an evening with Sam Newman at the Colac Bowling Club.
An evening with Sam.
Yeah, he's in Adelaide Wednesday.
Was he?
Was he? Oh,
so he's doing the rounds.
Yeah.
He's doing the rounds.
You can pay $100 to have an audience with him.
And a photo.
A photo.
Yeah.
Or $30 just gets you into the room.
Really?
That's what happens.
$100.
Now, Duke, are you off?
I'm going to be off to Marble Stadium.
Good luck. Seriousness, good luck.
Appreciate that.
Very exciting day for the Darcy family. We hope that goes brilliantly well. BT will be in, of course, to get the Gold Coast Suns done with the Hawks.
There's the timer.
There we are. For Hard Yakka, work hard, play hard. Hard Yakka, a history of hard. A bit more news out of you, Purple 2, please, for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. This has been Triple M Rocking Saturday Afternoon Football.
Triple M Rocks Footy.